Audio generation, PF12, 4.
I am Liam. Buying a home is the biggest dream for most Canadians, but it is also likely the biggest financial commitment you will ever make. To achieve this dream, most people need a mortgage. Now, a mortgage is really just a very large loan. But because the numbers are so big and the time frame is so long, the math works differently than a small car loan or a credit card. Today, we are going to look at the secret map of home ownership. It is called the amortization table. I love coming up with big ideas, and there is no idea bigger than owning your own piece of land. But to do it right, you have to understand exactly where your money is going every month. You are not just buying a house, you are managing a 25-year financial project.
I am Chloe. I love finding out facts, and the fact is that your mortgage payment is split into two very different parts. One part goes to the bank as interest, and the other part goes toward actually owning your home, which we call the principal. I am going to show you how to generate a mortgage amortization table using a spreadsheet. When you see the numbers laid out month by month, it can be quite a shock. You will see exactly how much of your hard-earned money is being used to pay the bank for the privilege of borrowing. Understanding this table is a key principle of sound financial planning because it reveals the true cost of your home. It is the only way to see the long-term reality behind the monthly payment.
I am Maya. I am a great planner, and my job is to help you look at the total cost over the life of the mortgage. When you look at a $400,000 mortgage at a 5% interest rate over 25 years, the math might surprise you. By the time you make your final payment, you will have paid the bank almost as much in interest as the house originally cost. We are going to compare the total interest paid to the original principal. This investigation is vital because even a tiny change in the interest rate can mean a difference of $50,000 or more over the years. You need to be a manager of your wealth, and that starts with knowing the total price tag of your debt.
And I am Noah. I love telling stories, and I want your mortgage story to be one of victory and freedom. I am going to show you how to hack your mortgage using the power of frequency. By changing your payment periods from monthly to biweekly, you can save tens of thousands of dollars and become debt-free years sooner. We will use technology and the TVM solver to investigate how varying your payments can drastically reduce the length of time you are in debt. Let us look at the table and see how you can take control of your largest liability. It is about working smarter, not just harder, to own your home.
Let us look at what an amortization table actually tells us. Imagine you have a $500,000 mortgage. In the very first month, your interest is calculated on that full $500,000. Because the balance is so high, the interest is a huge number. Even though you might pay $3,000 that month, maybe $2,100 of it is just interest. Only $900 goes toward the principal. As you pay down the principal, the balance gets smaller. The next month, the bank calculates interest on a slightly smaller balance, so the interest is a few cents lower, and the principal portion is a few cents higher. This happens every single month for 25 years. By the time you get to the last year of your mortgage, almost your entire payment goes toward the principal. Using a spreadsheet to generate this table allows you to see the exact moment you own more of the house than the bank does. It is a powerful motivator for any homeowner.
Now let us look at the shocking reality of the total cost. If you borrow $400,000 at 5% for 25 years, your monthly payment is about $2,300. If you multiply that by 12 months and then by 25 years, you will see that you have paid back nearly $700,000 in total. That means $300,000 of your money went straight to the bank as interest. This is why shopping for the best interest rate is a sound financial principle. If you could find a rate that is just 1% lower, you could save over $60,000 in interest. That is enough money to put a child through university or buy a very nice car. When you compare the total interest to the original principal, you realize that the interest rate is the most important number in your financial life during those 25 years.
but you have the power to change the conditions of your mortgage. One of the best tips I can give you is to use accelerated bi-weekly payments. Here is the math. There are 12 months in a year, but there are 52 weeks. If you pay bi-weekly, you make 26 half payments. This actually equals 13 full monthly payments a year instead of 12. By making that one extra payment every year without even really noticing it, you can shave about 4 years off a 25-year mortgage. You also save a fortune in interest because you are paying down the principal faster, which means less interest is calculated every single time. Using the TVN solver to investigate these varying payment periods shows you exactly how much time and money you can save. You can also choose a shorter amortization period, like 20 years instead of 25. While your monthly payment will be higher, the total interest you pay will be significantly lower. It is all about prioritizing your long-term freedom.
Understanding mortgages is about having a long-term vision for your life. It is about realizing that small choices you make today, like choosing bi-weekly payments or rounding up your monthly check, can lead to massive freedom decades from now. By generating your own amortization table, you take the mystery out of home ownership. You are no longer just a borrower, you are a strategic manager of your own wealth. In our next video, we will look at how to adjust your budget when life changes, because a mortgage is a 25-year commitment, and a lot of things can happen in that time. Take a look at the sample amortization table in your lesson and calculate how much interest is paid in just the first year. It will definitely change how you think about the cost of your home. Stay focused, keep tracking, and remember that every dollar you pay toward your principal is a dollar that works for you forever.
One last fact for your investigation. In Canada, most mortgages have a term of 5 years, even though the amortization is 25 years. This means every 5 years, you have to renew your mortgage at the current interest rate. This is a major change in circumstances that you must plan for. If rates go up, your monthly payment will go up, and you will need to adjust your budget. By understanding how the amortization table works now, you will be prepared to make the best decisions when it comes time to renew. You can use technology to simulate what would happen if rates rise by 2% and see how that affects your timeline. Being prepared is the hallmark of a responsible homeowner. We will see you in the next video to talk about pivoting your plan.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.